Fox Hunt by Lindsay Namioka. Andy Liang watched the kids from his school bus walk home with their friends. He could hear them talking together and laughing. He always got off the bus alone and walked home by himself. But this time it was different. A girl got off the bus just behind him and started walking in the same direction. He wondered why he hadn't seen her before. She was also Asian American, which made it all the more surprising that he hadn't noticed her earlier. As he tried to get a better look, she went into the neighborhood convenience store and disappeared behind a shelf of canned soup. He peered into the store, hoping for another glimpse of her. All he saw were some of the kids from the bus getting bags of potato chips and soft drinks. Andy sighed. He was used to being a loner, and usually it didn't bother him. Not much, anyway. But today the loneliness was heavy. He overheard the other kids talking, and he knew they were planning to study together for the PSAT. From the looks of the snacks, they were expecting a long session. Andy would be practicing for the test, too, but he would be doing it by himself. I'm better off doing it alone anyway, he thought. Studying with somebody else would just slow me down. The truth was that none of the others had invited him to study with them. So, all right, he said to himself, they think I'm a grind. What's wrong with that? I'll be getting better scores on the PSAT than any of them, even if there's nobody to coach me. He finally found the girl standing in front of a case of barbecued chicken. She was staring so hungrily at the chickens that his own mouth began watering, and he would have bought a piece on the spot if he had the money. But with the change in his pocket, he had to be satisfied with a candy bar. Leaving the store, he reached his street and passed the corner house with the moody German Shepherd. As usual, it snapped at him, and he automatically retreated to the far side of the sidewalk. Although the dog was on a chain, Andy didn't like the way it looked at him. Besides, a chain could always break. Today, the dog not only snapped, it began to bark furiously and strained against its chain. Andy jumped back and bumped against the girl he had seen earlier. Somehow, she had appeared behind him without making any noise. He apologized. I didn't mean to crash into you. That dog always growls at me, but today he's really barking like crazy. The girl shivered. The dog doesn't seem to like me very much either. Before he had a chance to say anything more, she turned and walked away. Again Andy sighed. He hadn't even had a chance to find out what her name was or where she lived. Was she Chinese American, as he was? What grade was she in? At least she went on the same school bus, so there was a chance of seeing her again. But he didn't have much hope that she would be interested in him. Girls didn't go for the quiet, studious type. Last year, one of the girls in his geometry class had asked him to give her some help after school. That went pretty well, and for a while he thought they might have something going. But after she passed the geometry test, she didn't look at him again. Maybe if he studied less and went in for sports, girls would get interested in him. But then his grades might slip, and his parents would never let him hear the end of it. He had to keep his grades up, study hard, be the dutiful son.